anger, fear, aggression. The dark side are they. Easily they flow, quick to join you in a fight. If once you start down the dark path, forever will it dominate your destiny. Consume you, it will.
Does anybody know what that movie is? All right, so like one of you guys in the front row. Okay, Anthony? So, like, what movies are those?
Star Wars.
Star Wars, absolutely. One of my favorite series. So, does anybody know the character I just quoted? All right, let's see. Let's go over here. How about you on the end right there?
Yoda.
It's Yoda, yes. For those of you who are not Star Wars nerds, Yoda is the little short guy, the little green guy with long pointy ears. So Yoda has some kind of interesting things to say about anger, and so does Jesus. So in our gospel today, Jesus said, this is from the Sermon on the Mount. So the Sermon on the Mount is Jesus' longest, continuous, recorded sermon, homily, teaching that we have in the gospels. And he has lots of things to teach us in the Sermon on the Mount. But one of the patterns that we see over and over that he kind of proposes in his Sermon on the Mount is this, you have heard it said, but I say to you. There's like this back and forth. You've heard it said in the commandments, blank, but I say to you, blank. And when he says this, he's not saying, don't listen to the old commandments, I'm going to give you something even, like something new. He is fulfilling the deepest meaning of those original commandments. He's drawing us to the center, to the heart of what they really mean. So listen through those kind of ears when you hear him say, you have heard that it was said to your ancestors, you shall not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. And whoever says to his brother, Raca, will be answerable to the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, you fool, will be liable to the fiery Gehenna. So these are kind of intense words. But the point of the matter is that he's saying, okay, you shall not kill is the commandment. But what's the heart of it? What does that really mean deep down? It means don't let your anger spill over and hurt others. So Jesus is telling us what giving into anger can do to us. But I guess, you know, we might think for a moment, well, anger, like, is anger always wrong? Like, I remember that story in the gospel where Jesus, you know, creates a whip out of cords and then goes and seems to angrily drive out people out of the temple. You know, he chases people out of the temple and he says, you know, you shall not make my father's house a house of robbers. But we need to properly understand what Jesus is saying here when he uses the word anger. Because we know that anger is an emotion, right? And we all have emotions. You know, things happen to us over the course of a day. And sometimes we don't always have a say in how we feel about that. Especially with anger. We don't always know how to control what makes us angry, because ultimately we do not control the people in our lives. We don't control people in our classrooms, right? You know, your classmates might do things to you throughout the course of a day that might make you upset, that might make you feel all hot and angry inside. And you don't know what to do with that feeling. And I guess I just want to kind of encourage you guys that just that feeling alone isn't bad, isn't always wrong, you know? So that's not what Jesus is saying. He's not saying, don't ever get angry. What he's saying is, when you do feel angry, when you do feel that kind of rising up of like, oh, this person really hurt me. What do you do with that? How do you choose to respond? How do you direct that energy for good rather than hurting people? So like, what happens though if we let that anger boil within us all day, after day, day after day? What happens when we let our emotions turn into hatred towards people? Maybe we try taking revenge by stealing something from them. So like, say that, you know, during the course of the day, someone takes your snack. And I don't know about you, but I love snack time. Even on Fridays and Lent, snack time's great. But say somebody takes your snack from you and you are really upset about this. You're angry and you didn't even see them do it. And maybe the immediate response would be to take their snack away from them. That is kind of not what Jesus is saying. And even worse, it's the path to the dark side, as Yoda might put it. It is the path to becoming a Sith Lord. So that's not what we want to do. So, like, one option when we feel angry is to kind of hold on to it and let it kind of turn into something against people. But then that kind of turns us into Darth Vader. So Jesus gives us another option, however. Jesus gives us a much better option for what to do when we feel angry. He challenges us today in our gospel to do something so much deeper than just letting our anger spill out and become the dark side within us. He tells us that we must forgive those who hurt us, those people who make us angry. He tells us that it's possible to let go of all of that anger and allow it to actually bring us closer to one another, so we can channel that feeling and, like, turn it towards forgiveness. That's what he's talking about when he says, go and make sure that you're reconciled with your brother, your sister, your friend, your parents, your anybody. Go and make sure that things are right with them before you come even to this table, you know, to the altar. Before you go and do something for the Lord, make sure that you're right with people in your life. Make sure that you're right with God. We have to forgive people. But just be clear, forgiveness doesn't mean pretending that nothing is wrong, right? It doesn't mean that that person didn't, just pretending that they didn't steal your snack. They still stole your snack. You still don't have a snack. So it's not saying that that person isn't at fault. That's not what forgiveness means. Forgiveness means saying, yes, you hurt me, but I choose, with the help of God's grace, to say, I forgive you. And I'm going to move past this, and we're going to still be friends, and we're going to work through this. We can look to Jesus as, like, a perfect example of this. There he is right on the cross, and he's on the cross for us. And one of the things that he said while he was on the cross for us, for you and for me, was, Father, forgive them. Forgive them. They do not know what they're doing. They don't fully understand all the harm that they're committing to me. They don't know that I am your beloved son. Forgive them. They don't know. They don't know what they're doing. That's what the season of Lent is ultimately about. It's about learning that we are already perfectly forgiven by Jesus, and then turning to those that we might have hurt, to the people who have hurt us, and forgive them and ask for forgiveness, right? This is the path to the light side. This is how we become Jedis. So maybe we can kind of put another spin on one of Yoda's other famous sayings, forgive or forgive not. There is no try.